The Daily Show. I'm Jon Stewart. Tonight on the program, the Israeli-Palestinian issue. When will it... Oh.
Hold on. I don't have time to...
That's what the audience said when I said, anyone here want a sandwich? And then the whole place. We begin in Camp Pendleton, California, where, with mounting casualties, a pessimistic new CIA assessment of Iraq's future, and troops' tours of duties being lengthened, President Bush visited with soldiers yesterday in an effort to f*** up morale. you know what? I'm sorry. That's buck up. Buck up morale with a B. My bad. Bush donned his members of the coalition only jacket to bring a simple message to the thousands of Marines in attendance.
Your fellow citizens are proud of you, and so is your commander-in-chief.
And I know if he were here today, he would... Wait a minute, it's me! Referencing Pearl Harbor Day, Bush distinguished the war on terror from previous conflicts.
Today's war on terror will not end with a ceremony, a surrender ceremony on a deck of a battleship.
Mr. President, if you're telling me not to trust ceremonies on the decks of ships, I'm way ahead of you. Of course, here at home, there was good news to report in the war on terror as the Senate joined the House in responding to the 9/11 Commission's findings by approving a bill to completely reorganize America's intelligence community. And all it took was 3 years of constant hounding by grieving widows. Because, you know, it was a back burner thing for Congress. It ain't freedom fries, people. I'm sorry, too soon? It's the biggest overhaul of U.S. intelligence since the CIA was established after World War II. Of course, back then, the CIA was just a mom-and-pop storefront. The poison-tipped umbrellas. Hand-dipped. But some Republicans, like California's Dana Rohrabacher, remained concerned about the legislation's effects.
And yes, creates an intelligence czar. Boy, that's going to make everybody feel really good that we have an intelligence czar. We had an energy czar. That did us a lot of good. And thank goodness America had a drug czar that was appointed years ago. That's, otherwise we'd be plagued with drug use in America today.
Who appointed that guy sarcasm czar? Another congressman. And yet the 9/11 grieving widows joke, nowhere. I don't understand. Another congressman noted what was really needed was business cliches.
The history of success and intelligence in America and throughout all of history has been nonlinear thinking, creative, out-of-the-box people who broke the mold and got into the minds of the people who they were up against. They were outside-the-box thinkers who flew those planes into us on September 11th.
Yes, the 9/11 hijackers were outside-the-box thinkers because they were adherents not only of the Quran, but of the seven habits of highly effective terrorists. What the who?